thank you for coming, as has already been shared. Thank you for what would have been braving the weather. It looks like we're just going to make it out of here before the rain starts in, which feels appropriate, right?
Yeah.
Thank you to the organizers of this event who fought like hell to make sure it happened. And fought to make sure that Alana's voice was heard, that it was counted among cities across the U.S., across the world, eager to express their support for black and brown lives. It is particularly meaningful that you all are here, because courage can be hard to come by when you feel as though you may be out of your comfort zone. So, to the white folks that are here, as someone with white skin myself, dear black and brown colleagues of mine have shared with me a gift, or might I say a charge, really, that I'm going to pass on to you now. They said, you are going to mess up. You are going to say the wrong thing. You're going to do the wrong thing. And somebody's going to point it out to you eventually. And when it is, accept it with grace and a willingness to learn. Because your fear and discomfort of getting it wrong does not give you a pass on continuing the work. And that work must be done. Work must be done inside ourselves, inside our community, inside our country and our world. As we leave today, I send you with a body blessing. A blessing of the ralliers, the affected, of the protesters, the organizers, the bringers of food and medical care, of the spiritual and emotional support systems. May your minds, flooded with information and opinions, stay focused, so that when your signs have been thrown away and you rested for the day, you can remember your work has only just begun. May your voices, raw and ragged from the fight, stay strong in their conviction as you shout for justice, as you demand dignity and respect for all. May your hearts, heavy with pain, with mourning, with justifiable anger, be held gently and compassionately by those who love you. May your souls, weary from the disappointment, have the courage to continue to show up over and over again, to vote locally and nationally, to advocate, to empower, to support, to hold accountable. May your hands, blistered, bleeding, imperfect, but capable, provide you with a visible reminder of the divine's love for you and the divine's imperative to love one another. And may your feet stay firmly on the path to righteousness, as we know by example that enduring change like the one we seek is a marathon and not a sprint. Friends, as our rally ends, I invite you to look around. You are not alone here. Carry that feeling of interconnectedness with you in every moment of every day. May it comfort you, and may it challenge you and drive you to do better, to love better. Thank you for coming. Please be safe wherever this day leads you as you continue your work. And just a friendly reminder, as someone who loves this community dearly, bring your signs, your masks, your trash with you. Throw it away.